My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I think that this is actually, once we get by the drama of the Brandon Ayuk situation and the would you and the won't you and the money and the soap opera, I think the much bigger story for the 49ers this year is that, is the idea of the anthill complex, which is you knock over an anthill, what do the ants do? They immediately start building the anthill back up again. And we as human beings are always impressed by that, because that's not how we roll. We have to wallow in our own misery.
The five stages.
Right? Go through the grief, and then totally. woe is me.
Denial.
And then you need some friends to help you, and you need a drink, and all of that stuff that we go through. And it's true. How many people have you talked to this offseason that are just like, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Grandy told me earlier, are you still waiting on the last episode of Receivers? You won't watch it, right? Because you know what's coming.
Yeah, I haven't been able to convince myself to watch yet because I am still too emotional about it.
Okay. Even though you know what happens.
Even though I know what happens, I just do not need to relive that again. Yeah. At least I'm not ready yet.
5.5 months. That tells me that's a man who has not gone through all the stages of grief yet. And I get it.
Are you still in denial? Because acceptance is one of the big ones. And they don't all go in the same order. There's anger, there's bargaining. Oh, if only Kyle knew the overtime rules, maybe things would be different. You know?
Yeah, maybe it's denial. I don't know what the hell I'm in. I'm just struggling.
Not acceptance.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like acceptance.
Well,
and
that's
what
Fred Warner was. We talked to him yesterday, and
totally. He's
accepted it, and he is the head ant in that anthill analogy, which is a good one. And he's already started building that anthill.
But understand that is A, mentally very, very hard. And then B, and this is the part that really sucks. Oh gosh, this is the part I hate saying out loud, because I'm going to sound like I'm trying to come from a certain angle and I'm really not. But here's the real. Like, they're probably not going to the Super Bowl this year. They're probably not going. That's how many things are working against you to get to a Super Bowl. It's so hard to get there. You have to have so many things work your way. And then even when they do, sometimes you still need balls to bounce off of someone's helmet and fall right in the right spot.
And you need a quarterback to not have his arm fall off.
Exactly right.
You know?
Like
they've been to three straight NFC title games.
Ugh.
You lose against LA. In kind of a weird one where that thing was there for the taking.
Yep.
Brock Purdy's arm falls off,
yep,
and you lose in Philly. And then you have to scurry back against the Lions. It took a pep talk from a Mill Valley teenage girl to get you into a space where you thought that maybe they could do it. It took my mother-in-law to scoop up my one-year-old baby and take her out of the room. It took Diamador Lenore's smoke alarm to be broken. It took so many fluky, superstitious things to make that happen, and yet you still couldn't win the Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan on dealing with the emotions of losing the Super Bowl and then trying to do it again.
I think that is the tough things about going to the Super Bowl and stuff, and whether you win or lose, how long it takes to deal with some of the things that you put off all the way to February, the recovery you need just mentally and physically. But when you get to this point, it all kind of feels the same. If you would ask me this 40 days ago, I'd have been like, oh, I need a little bit more time. But now that I've been away from this building and everyone really has, and we've gone 40 days with our family, it's time to get back. I know my family wants me back bad and here, and I'm ready to start doing some things besides going to the beach with them.
Okay. All right. So now those are his words, and I get it, and that's a fun thing to always say. Boy, yeah, the family really excited that I'm out of the house. All right. Mike Florio on the morning roast yesterday. Take a listen to this with regard to the idea of having to climb the mountain again.
I remember 4 years ago, there was a preseason event, and Kyle Shanahan was asked, what does he want for the 49ers this year? And he says he wants to have a 10-point lead with, 7 minutes left and finish the job. And I made the point that that's the easy part. You get a 10-point lead with 7 minutes left in the Super Bowl, that's coasting, or at least it's supposed to be. The hard part is going back to 0-0. Dennis Green, the former Vikings coach, and he was a 49ers assistant at one point, he called it the Valley of 0-0. Every team gets dragged back down to the Valley of 0-0, and you have to do it all over again. Look what happened in 2020 after they went to the Super Bowl the last time. All those injuries with the back-to-back games on that horrible surface at MetLife Stadium. The season can get easily derailed for any team at any time. 0-0, the climb from 0-0 to the one seed is not easy. It's a long, hard fight, and then you get the single eliminations.
So say it with me, Debs. I want you to say it with me. Do you promise you'll say it with me?
No.
Promise you'll say it with me.
Only if you say Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, I will say that, but there's more words that come after it.
Oh, let's hear it.
Super Bowl or bust is stupid. It's an absolutely absurd conversation to have in the month of July, or August for that matter, or September. That's the whole point. Is this is a media and fan thing that is totally tapped into our own frustrations and nothing else, and is not based in any reality whatsoever. Because if the 49ers are thinking Super Bowl or bust here in training camp, then they're already busted. They need to be thinking about winning week one. That's the hardest part. He's right. It's just a mental game, and I hope, like Steve Wilks, the Niners are built for this.
I can honestly say I'm built for this.
Because that's the game that you have to...
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I hope sort of built for this. I hope...
The Niners have been to the NFC Championship game 4 of the last 5 years.
Dibs, they've got the best
Super
team.
Bowl or bust.
No, they've got the best team, right. but you got to blend that with the journey. Like the Jets last year thought they had a playoff team, and then 4 plays happened, and then they didn't have a playoff team. Like you got.
Well, that's on the backup. He's got to be better than
stop,
that.
Dude.
If they had Sam Darnold, they would have been a playoff team.
And do you think if the Niners end up playing Josh Dobbs this year, they're a Super Bowl or bust? Is that how you feel?
I think Dobbsy can get into the playoffs.
No, you don't. I that's what I'm getting at. Of course they've got the best roster. Of course we're all desperate. Of course we're freaked out at the idea of Brock Purdy getting an extension and still being ringless. I understand all of those emotions, but talking about a Super Bowl in July is banana land. It's completely a departure from the reality of the NFL, where every single play means your entire season could change on a dime. Every play. It is so hard. And that's why last year is so devastating. Steve Young said it directly to our faces at the event down in San Jose. I'm very sorry to report their best chance was last year, not this year. Because this year, you gotta start over and have 48 things go right to even have a shot to end up in the Super Bowl again, no matter how good you are on paper.
I think this year's chance is as good as last year's chance and as good as the year before. And they're in a Super Bowl window. So I'm sure that they're down there in Santa Clara today going through meetings and weigh-ins and getting their pads and where's my locker and all the rest of it. And they're thinking about the same thing that I'm talking about. which is the Super Bowl. And yes, you have to go out there and you have to stay healthy and get to week one Monday night at home at Levi's, and we'll be broadcasting down there right outside the parking lot, and it's going to be great, and the fans will be hyped, and it's going to be the last game of week one, and their job is going to be focused on winning week one. But when you go into the season and you're a 49er player, you're absolutely thinking about the Super Bowl. Now, you're not thinking Super Bowl or bust because you're a pro player and you're thinking about your career, your health, and all the rest of it. But when you're in that locker room, if you're in Carolina, you're not thinking Super Bowl or bust.
No, that's their goal, but it's not something that I think you think about on a daily basis other than in sort of a whimsical dream sort of a way. It's everybody's dream to go win the last game.
I get that. And that changes. You're there, I mean, the one thing you're focusing on every day is getting better. And that's like, you know, pro athlete stuff. It's like, how can I get 1% better today with an eye toward that goal?
I realize what you're saying. I'm just saying that it's one of the, like, it's great for a hat. It's great for a T-shirt. It's great for a radio show. But your motto this year is not Super Bowl or bust. It's stay healthy, my friend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Friend, that's it. The Niners are going to be fine. There's no stopping this team. Unless they get hurt in key spots, just like what happened last year.
Well, unless they face Kansas City again in February.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know what their journey entails. They've got the same problem. It's football. And,
yeah,
and like it just has
fewer problems. Oh. They got two in a row. Their only problem is legacy. Going down as the greatest team in the history of the league.
What they don't have is anxiety.
And pressure.
Right. They don't have the anxiety that the 49ers have because they've already gotten over the top. However, they do still remain the greatest rational example. If a 49er fan, if you want to, for a second, if we want to put the beer down and be rational for a second, how old is Kyle Shanahan? How old is
44?
Is he?
I would guess.
Let me look. Yeah, I was going to say. I think he's not even close.
Yeah, 44.
44 years old.
Yeah.
He is 44 years old, and people talk about him. I mean, is this guy ever going to win a Super Bowl? My gosh, it's just been forever. He's 44. He's 44. He's not been coaching for 80 years.
20.
He's not as a head coach.
Well, as he said today in his press conference, I've been doing this for 20 years. It hit me, though, when I was like, damn, you've been doing this for 20 years?
You're right, but not really, because if you win
nobody's been in the game for 20 years.
If you win it as a quarterback's coach, nobody's giving you the credit. Most people don't even know who you are.
But you get the blame for being an offensive coordinator and blowing a big lead.
Apparently.
Yeah,
exactly. He's 44 years old. And now, if you go out in the world and if you answer anything other than Andy Reid, when someone says, who's the best coach in the NFL? If you answer anything other than Andy Reid, you're an awful person and a homer.
John Harbaugh.
But who is Andy Reid? He is exactly what everyone's got so much anxiety about. He is someone who had a really good roster and a bunch of chances and a trip to the Super Bowl and all of that for year after year after year after year. And it was nothing but frustration. And then all of a sudden, poof, greatest coach of all time. What happened? He got Mahomes. So that's all. Like, I don't really have a whole lot of concerns about Kyle getting there, but it's kind of crazy talk to whittle it all down to 1 year. The man's 44 years old, and he's in his seventh year coaching as a head coach in the NFL, and his first set of years has been kind of wildly successful.
It's been pretty good.
Especially considering that I'd argue if you make it all about the quarterback, if that's what the NFL is mostly about, then as far as a starting point in training camp, this is his best quarterback year that he's ever had. Yeah. I mean, is Brock Purdy not better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
And he's healthy.
And he's healthy.
And he gets a full camp for the first time.
There you go.
All those things together.
Yes.
If he takes as long as Andy did to win a Super Bowl, Andy was 61. So you're going to deal with 17 more years of Shanahan, and that would mean that he ends up doing it in another place because Andy started at 41 in Philly, and he coached there till he was 54 and then went to Kansas City, and you know it took him a little bit of time, and then now he's won three of the last five.
44 years old, man. He's 44 years old.
That was Andy's fourth year in Philly. They went 12-4. Andy had a good run in Philly, and then they went to the Super Bowl, and then
he was fantastic, and they kicked him out.
Well, finally, because he kind of fell on tough times at the
end.
Sure,
because
8-8, 4-12, and
was that post McNabb?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he lost his quarterback.
That's right.
I mean, you know, again, I'm not diminishing coaching in the NFL. I think it's incredibly important. The really good ones show themselves. Andy Reid's a very good coach. John Harbaugh is a very good coach. Kyle Shanahan is a very good coach. There are a handful more that we can name. A lot of them are off the tree. I think McVay is a really good coach. I think LaFleur is a really good coach. I think you can see the guys, and we'll see about Jim Harbaugh coming back into the fold. I expect the Chargers to be better this year, even though they're in a hell of a division. But you can see who the good coaches are. But again, this is not me relieve. There's no way to relieve any of the pressure of San Francisco 49er football this year. I said this earlier in the week. I think every one of their games this year is just an event on its own. I don't care if they're playing the Cardinals. It's a stop what you're doing national event when this team takes the field right now. There's that much attention on them. And that brings with it all the stuff we talk about. Pressure and anxiety and laughter and pointing when it doesn't go well from others. All of that stuff is there. There's no way to remove that. But this idea of boiling down his career to the next 6 months is crazy. It's crazy that football doesn't work that way.
No, Kyle's career is fine. Kyle's career is intact. But I do look at the roster and think about what the future holds. Whether they win or not, the roster is going to look different next year, as it does every single year. And for the Brandon Ayuk question, it becomes even more compelling if he doesn't sign his contract. And I don't know if there's a contract that'll be in front of him. According to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, there haven't been substantive talks since May. And now here we are in July. And I can't imagine that those talks would then ramp up. And I'm just thinking about what Steiny pointed out earlier and what I heard from John Lynch talking about, well, you know, the fifth-year option is something that we all kind of agreed on contractually, where you get drafted in the first round, and as a player, you have a fifth-year option that the team can exercise, and then really you play on that fifth-year option. It doesn't mean that any NFL team has a duty or an obligation to extend you. If you're good, it doesn't mean we have to extend you before your fifth year.
Let's hear some more from John Lynch.
Let's do it.
Since you referenced
it.
Our buddy Larry Kruger asked him this one. Last year he said Nick Bosa would not be traded. Are you willing to say the exact same thing about Brandon Ayuk?
John, last year you gave us an absolute that Bosa would not be traded. Would you make that same statement about Brandon?
Well, Kyle and I always, you know, we kind of, I did say that with Bosa, and I felt that way. But, you know, I think, again, no absolutes there. We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
All I caught there was no.
I caught there was like, damn it, Larry.
Yeah, Larry, it's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question, and the answer is no. No, I will not promise you that Brandon Ayuk will not be traded.
Exactly. And, you know, it's different when you're talking about Nick, who is one of, maybe he's not one of one, but he's one of five or six true game-wrecking edge rusher guys.
Yeah.
And so Brandon Ayuk is really, really good. He's one of the best receivers in the game, but he's more replaceable than Nick Bosa is, for sure.
We have great energy.
Thank you.
Has this Ayuk negotiation been the hardest of all of these offseason negotiations during this era?
This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first-round pick. And, you know, that's been out there. But we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. What I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think there's, all right, this thing's done tomorrow, it's not. So you just keep going. You stay in communication, and you know, you understand that it's a business. I've been in their shoes. I know where they're at. I know the challenges. I take a lot of pride in having things done so that our team can focus on the job at hand. And it hurts me when that's not always done at this time of year. So I understand that. But again, I think we're in a fortress. We've got a lot of talented players, and we've rewarded a lot. So it does become more challenging in time when you've rewarded so many players. So, that's also why this is a very good team that has such high expectations.
That was my, right there at the end, that's my number one takeaway of listening to John Lynch. And we'll continue to play a lot of this throughout the show today so that you guys can all feel like you were there. But my number one takeaway was John Lynch continued, because they've got that reputation. Oh, the Niners, they're drafted players. They take care of them for a second deal, right? He kept saying, like, we've got so many good players, and we have taken care of them. So at a certain point, that makes it hard to keep doing it. And so I sort of took from that, well, it feels like that point would be now. Like we've reached that point where maybe they've taken care of so many guys that they can't take care of the next one.
Right, especially as the dynamics he talked about earlier in the answer. There have been a lot of dynamics. I won't get into them. And part of the dynamics have been the exploding wide receiver market. So Brandon Ayuk's value, just based on the comps that were signed around the league, they went up. So all the dynamics, and whether it was TikTok or a trade request or just the other deals that got signed, there were a lot of dynamics that made this deal more difficult than others.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.